Day 29, evening. That which displays the glory of the Lord. We're surrounded with revelation. His creation provides windows into how we are to view the Creator. Look up and consider the heavens. Rather, look through what we see and consider what we can perceive about our God, or perhaps we can listen to what we can only see. After all, it is written that the skies speak. Ask, Father, what can I see through creation that will stir my heart to love you more? Psalm 19, 1 through 4, is a good place to begin to renew our minds as we consider creation. The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands. The heavens speak of his glory. They declare the work of his hands. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. The heavens constantly communicate. They reveal knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their utterances to the end of the world. Psalm 19, 1 through 4a. This is something the entire world sees, or as David wrote, hears. What do childlike, faith-filled people see when they look up? They see beauty and awe-provoking splendor. We need to be reminded that God is revealing himself through the heavens. Psalm 19 says the sky specifically reveals his glory because of the awesome nature of the work of his hands. The heavens are like old, silent moving pictures with the script written at the bottom of the screen. Note what comes later in Psalm 19. It's the script. It's the interpretation of what is displayed. Here's what we're supposed to understand the heavens are saying. Psalm 19, 7 through 10. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true. They are righteous altogether. They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. The splendor of sky, clouds, sunrise and sunset, sun, moon, and stars are advertisements of the Creator's excellencies. Like the heavens' perfection, so is his law. The expanse is a majestic metaphor of the holy heart of God more perfectly revealed to his people in his precepts. The loveliness revealed as we look up is intended to attract us to the purity and enduring nature of the fear of the Lord. The delight we take in beholding that which is above is a hint to the sweetness we can experience as we embrace obedience to his righteous ways. In fact, that experience provides a similar revelation to those who observe the ones who are guided by his statutes. Psalm 19 is not the only place where it says that the heavens are windows of revelation. Where else is it written that the heavens communicate the beauty of his righteousness? Here are a few examples. Psalm 97, 6. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the peoples have seen his glory. Psalm 50, 6. And the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge, Selah. Psalm 71, 19. For your righteousness, O God, reaches to the heavens. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? The heavens are a hint of his vantage point. The righteous one revealed in splendor looks down upon us. Psalm 85:11. Truth springs from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. His righteousness is not mere ethical purity. It is affectionate, generous, and revealed in loving intervention, chesed. Loving kindness, chesed, is closely connected to righteousness. David prayed, Psalm 36:10, Oh, continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. This loving kindness is connected to God's reliability and is visually displayed above. Your loving kindness, chesed, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Psalm 36:5. For your loyal love, chesed, extends beyond the sky, and your faithfulness reaches the clouds. Psalm 57:10, New English Translation. For I have said, loving kindness, chesed, will be built up forever. In the heavens you will establish your faithfulness. Psalm 89:2. May your view of the heavens whet your appetite to know God's righteousness more. May the awe inspired by the skies increase your confidence in his faithful love. May what you see strengthen your love for the Creator.
Thank you for listening to Love and More with David Harwood. David is the pastor of Restoration Fellowship in Glen Cove, New York, and the author of several books, including God's True Love, For the Sake of the Fathers, and his latest, Growing in Love with God. You can find all of these books, with links to purchase them, on loveofgodproject.org. God's True Love is also available on Audible, and the others will be following shortly. Thank you. And please help us out by sharing this podcast with your loved ones.